认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
So if you know God, you have eternal life. If you don't know God, you don't have eternal life. Eternal life is a relationship with God.
所以如果你知道神，你就有永生。如果你不知道神，你就没有永生。永生是我们和神在一起的生命。
Many of you want to have friends, you know, want to have a relationship, want to close to your friends.
你们很多的年轻人都有朋友，你们愿意和你们的朋友在一起。
Because you can share your life, share your feelings, share your experience, and so they can understand each other.
因为你跟你的朋友在一起，你们可以分享你们生活当中有趣的事情，你们的关系，你们一些生活当中发生的事情。
Now, out of all your friends, the most important friend is Jesus.
在你所有的朋友当中，有一位最重要的朋友是耶稣基督。
I mean, if you know him, if you become friends with him, and so that he will know you, and he will bring you to eternal life. Not only this life, he will be with you, work with you, talk with you, share with you, and eternally.Forever, he will be your friends.
所以如果你要知道主耶稣基督的话，耶稣基督就可以知道你，他就可以带领你到永生的生命，不仅是在现在的生命，而且到永生的生命。
Saint Augustine, 这个有一句话， The fullness of our happiness, beyond which there is none else, is this, to enjoy God,The Trinity, in whose image we were made.
这个奥古斯丁有这样一句话，下一个 slide 有他的翻译。
所以 the happiness.
下一个 slide, please.
没有
啊，
没有，没关系。Okay, you know my I'm in the seminary. My seminary has a motto is to know him and to make him known.
有这样一个座右铭是这么讲的，说知道他，并且让他知道你。
Him is Jesus. And so first you need to know Jesus, and then you can make Jesus known to other people.
所以这个座右铭这样讲说，你首先要让他，你要知道他，然后你要让别人，你要带领别人知道他。
If you do not know him, how can you introduce the one you do not know to other people?
如果你不知道耶稣基督，你怎么能够介绍耶稣基督认识其他人呢？
So we need to know him. Now how to know him?
所以我们要认识主耶稣基督。那我们如何才能认识主耶稣基督呢？
And first, you can say I know God, but God may not know you.
首先你可以这样说，你知道神，但是你知道神知道你吗？
So you better make sure God knows you also.
所以你要 make sure, 你要知道神知道你。
So in John chapter 10, verse 14 and 15, he said, Jesus said, I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me. Just like the Father knows me, I know the Father.
约翰福音第四章第十四节、十五节这么讲，他说我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我，正如父认识我，我也认识父一样。
所以 we got to make sure Father, the Jesus knows us.
所以我们要很肯定耶稣基督也认识我们。
Otherwise, in the end, we thought we know Jesus, and when we meet Jesus,Jesus said, I never know you. That is too late.
否则的话，当我们在见主耶稣基督面的时候，我们告诉他，我说我知道你，可是耶稣基督说我并不认识你。到那个时候我们就太晚了。
So how to know we know God?
那我们如何才能认识主耶稣基督呢？
So the one who knows Jesus recognizes Jesus' voice.
知道主耶稣基督的人，他们应该能够听到耶稣基督的声音。
So John chapter 10, verse 2 or 4. See, my sheep hear his voice, and he called their name. He called his name. He called everybody's name. And the sheep will follow Jesus because the sheep recognize his voice.
约翰福音第四章第二到四节说，羊能够听到他的声音，他也能够按着名叫自己的羊，所以他的羊要听着他的声音，能够分辨他的声音。
So what is the voice, special voice of Jesus?
什么是耶稣基督的声音呢？
So how do we know Jesus? Where is Jesus now?
我们怎么知道主耶稣基督？基督在哪儿呢？
So Jesus is already in heaven. His body is not going to be with us anymore.
我们知道耶稣基督他已经在天上坐在神的右边，他的身体已经与我们不在一起。
Until the last day, when the resurrection, we will meet him face to face.
当我们在末世的时候，最后的一天，我们要复活的时候，和主在一起的时候，我们要面对面见他的面。
So today, how do we know Jesus?
那今天我们如何去认识主耶稣基督呢？
Jesus know we have this problem. So before he went back to heaven, ascension, he promised he will send the Holy Spirit to let us know him.
所以主耶稣基督他在离世的时候，他已经知道我们会遇到这样的问题，所以他差下圣灵与我们在一起，由圣灵来带领我们认识他。
Yeah.Let Huang Jing read the Ephesians. Let Miss Huang read Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15.
以弗所书以弗所书第一章第十五节。因此，我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神。祷告的时候，当提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等的丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所写的能力是何等的浩大。
The voice of Jesus is the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣基督的声音就是圣灵的声音。
The Holy Spirit, you know, Paul prayed for Ephesus, the saints in Ephesus. He prayed, he said, I want you to have the best things.
保罗为以弗所人祷告，告诉他们，我要你们能够有这样的，听到这样的声音。
He didn't pray for them to have many riches.
他并没有为他们祷告，让他们得到丰盛的物质享受。
He prayed the most important thing. Let God give them the Spirit.
他为以弗所的人祷告，希望神能够给他们圣灵。
What kind of Spirit?
什么样的圣灵呢？
The Spirit is a wisdom and revelation.
这个圣灵是启示的圣灵，也是智慧的圣灵。
So we have only one Holy Spirit.
我们只有一个圣灵。
But this Holy Spirit can manifest it in different ways.
但是这个圣灵可以彰显成好多不一样的方式。
When you need comfort, be comforted, he comforts you.
当你需要安慰的时候，这个圣灵安慰你。
When you need wisdom, he gives you wisdom.
当你需要智慧的时候，这个圣灵给你智慧。
When you need a revelation,He will reveal Jesus to you.
当你需要启示的时候，这个圣灵他会启示耶稣基督给你。
So Paul knows, if you have the Holy Spirit of wisdom and revelation, you will have everything.
所以保罗知道，如果你有这个圣灵，这个有启示和智慧的圣灵的话，你就得到了一切。
You will know Jesus.
你也要认识到耶稣基督。
So you will truly know him.
你要真正的认识耶稣基督。
See how the Holy Spirit of revelation and wisdom can help us truly know Jesus.
所以这个智慧和启示的圣灵，它如何能够帮助我们认识耶稣基督呢？
再点一下，可以。Because God, nobody knows God. Only God revealed Himself. Revelation is God tell us who He is.
没有人能够知道神，除非神自己启示给我们。我们这个启示录就是神在启示他自己给我们。
Nobody knows the Father. Only the Son revealed the Father to us.
没有人能看到父神，只有耶稣基督他把父神表现出来。
So Jesus said, "If you see me, you see the Father."
耶稣基督说，你看到我，你就看到了父神。
You hear me, you hear the Father.
你听到我，你就听到了父神。
You believe me, you believe the Father.
你相信我，你就相信了父神。
所以 Jesus is the true image of Father.
所以耶稣基督是父神的，他的完全的、完美的表达。
How do you know Father? You know Jesus.
你如何知道父神呢？那你就要知道耶稣基督。
Now today, we want to how do we know Jesus?
所以今天我们要解决这个问题，如何知道耶稣基督呢？
The Holy Spirit reveal Jesus, give a testimony who Jesus is, lead us into all the truth about Jesus.
这个圣灵他会告诉我们耶稣基督是谁，他会为耶稣基督做见证，带领我们认识耶稣基督。
Let Mr. Huang read Ephesians chapter, John chapter 16, verse 12.
约翰福音第十六章十二节到十五节这样想，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听到听见的都说出来，并要将将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他将要授予我告诉你们。
So the Holy Spirit will lead us into Jesus, to know Jesus.
所以圣灵要把我们带到耶稣基督里面。
Let Mr. Huang read chapter 15, 26.
约翰福音第十五章第二十六到二十七节这么讲，但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证，我们也要你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。
See, the Holy Spirit is to give a testimony of Jesus.
所以圣灵他在为耶稣基督做见证。
The other part of John said, Jesus said, the Holy Spirit is glorify me.
在其他的约翰福音里头这么讲，他说这个圣灵是在荣耀耶稣基督。
所以Jesus revealed the Father. Holy Spirit revealed Jesus.
所以耶稣基督他在启示神，而圣灵在启示耶稣基督。
So we know Jesus through the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要通过圣灵来知道认识耶稣基督。
那你说了， you may ask, how can we hear the Holy Spirit?
也许你会问，那我如何听到圣灵的声音呢？
Holy Spirit, speak to us through the scripture.
圣灵通过圣经来向我们说话。
What is scripture?
什么是圣经呢？
The scripture is Holy Spirit inspired ordinary people to write the testimony about Jesus.
这个圣经是在圣灵的启示下，让我们普通的人写出来神的话语。
So we read the scripture, we can know Jesus.
所以我们读圣经，我们就能够知道圣灵。
So if you don't understand it, you can ask Holy Spirit help you to understand. So the Holy Spirit and scripture together will reveal Jesus to you.
所以如果你读圣经读不懂的话，你可以问圣灵，圣灵可以引导你去理解圣经。通过圣经和圣灵的带领，你就知道了耶稣基督。
So the Bible is a kind of like a case law.
所以这个圣经相当于我们的case law.
Yeah, many of you may want to be a lawyer in some day.
相当于我们一个法庭里头的一个判决的
案
子，为以后做例子的一个案子。
I was in I working for patent office for several years.
我曾经在这个专利办公室工作过。
So American law system is different than the Chinese law system.
美国的这个法律制度跟中国的法律制度不一样。
So American law system is a case law based. Its statute is very short.
美国的这个法律系统，它是根据以前判决的结果来制定法律的。
So only, you know, the patent law, only 3 pages, all the patent law is there.
所以，它这个专利法它只有三页，所有法律都在那里了。
但是我们 how can we determine so many different patents, so many different cases? So be based on the case law. So in the same thing, the lawyer they argue the case is a previously how.The judge, the lawyer, decided the how to make a judgment. So that judgment become a future similar case, and you can using that judgment as a reference.
所以美国的法律系统它是根据以前的法律的判决的结果来确定现在的法律的案件如果以前类似的法律判决的有结果，那律师可以根据以前的法律结果为今天的这个案件辩护。
The Bible is some statutes, some principles. I say Ten Commandments, love the Lord, love people. All those are principles.
圣经是一个给我们建立了一些原则，比如说十诫要爱神爱人，这给我们建立了一个原则。
There's many, many stories, many, many different applications of that law.
但是这个原则在我们的生命当中有很多很多的应用因着很多不同的应用就建立起了它的这个 case.
So there's many different stories and how this God's principle and God's law applied to their life, to Moses' life,to David's life, to Joshua's life. That's all stories.
所以圣经当中有很多的故事在告诉我们这些原则，这些实践如何应用在不同人的生命当中，比如说应用在摩西，应用在其他的人的生命当中。
But today, our life is on the surface totally different than 2,000, 4,000 years ago's people's life.
今天我们的生命和2000年的人的生命完全不一样。
How does the Bible can apply to me?
那这个圣经如何能够应用在我的生命当中呢？
So we are using the case law principle. So we find a similar pattern so we can apply to us. We find the story of the Bible, you know, similar situation to us. Even on the surface, today you have an iPhone, they don't have iPhone.You have an airplane, they don't have an airplane. But fundamentally, we are same because we are all sinners.
所以我们用我们这个刚才讲的这个以前法律判决的结果来确定目前法庭案件的这个原则来讲的话，我们用圣经当中以前发生的故事，前人所经历的故事来应用到我们现在的生活当中，看看我们现在的生活如何应用圣经的教导。就相当于以前的人并没有iPhone 也没有这种智能手机，但是呢我们仍然可以利用前人的经验和教训来应用到我们的生活当中。
So to apply this case to our situation that take wisdom,
将前人的经验教训应用到我们的生命当中，这个需要智慧。
The wisdom from the Holy Spirit.
需要来自圣灵的智慧。
That's how you read the scripture.
这就是你如何去读圣经。
The Holy Spirit also speaks to us through the church.
这圣灵也通过教会向我们说话。
So through the ordained authority.
通过案例的牧师向我们说话。
You may say, hey, I saw they are, have a lot of problem.
你也许会说教会当中有很多的问题。
I see the pastor has a lot of problems.
牧师也有很多问题。
So how can I'm sure what he talks is from God.
我怎么能够知道牧师他所说的话真正是来自于神呢？
It is absolutely right. We are ordinary people. So God using ordinary people, even God used sinners, try to accomplish his purpose.
所以你完全正确。我们是普通的人，但是呢，神就是通过普通的人做他伟大的事情。他甚至通过罪人做成就他的事情。
So you can see in the Bible, many, many, you know, famous people in the Bible, their life is not perfect.
你可以看到圣经当中有很多伟人，他们的生命并不是完美的。
But that doesn't give the authority, the person being used by God, excuse, say, oh, so even I'm imperfect, God can still use me so I can stay imperfect. That is the excuse.That's no.
但是这并不能阻止神能够用这些不完美的人来成就他的大事。不是说你不完美，神就不能够使用你。这不是一个借口。
So you should think that way. As me, I should think that way. If God can use my weakness, my problem, my sin to accomplish his goal, if I obey God, if I do right, my behavior, my deeds glorify God, that's going to be used by God much, much more.
所以你要这样想，你要颂服神。如果你颂服神的话，神就会用你的弱点，甚至用你的错误，能够成就他的大事，能够成就他的荣耀。
So I'm not talking about me today, I'm talking about you guys.
所以今天我不再说我自己，我在说你们，说你们这些年轻人。
So you need a thinking, even he speak, even he's not perfect, I can see he lost his problem. But as long as he speak the truth, I should listen.
所以你们年轻人要这样想，当你听到一个在讲神的道的人的时候，即使他自己的生活不是完美的，但是如果他在说神的道理，你们应该听他。
Let's talk about the parents for your youth. Your parents is the means, vehicles. Holy Spirit will speak to you.
让我们来讲一下我们的父母。我们的父母是神在通过圣灵向我们讲话。
And you guys may disagree with me. I said, my parents, I know how lost their problem.
你也可能不同意我的话。你也许会说，我自己的父母，我知道他们也有很多问题。
It is absolutely true.We as a parent, we failed many, many different areas.
你们说的完全正确。我们做父母的也不是完美的。我们在生命当中有很多的地方做错事情，我们失败了很多次。
But God can still speak through your parents to you.
但是神仍然能够通过你们的父母向你们讲话。
And you may argue that, how do I know that's true? I know it's not came from His own flesh always came from God.
你也许可以进一步的争论，你说我怎么知道这是我不是我自己父母随心所欲，而是出自于神呢？
Yeah. There's a check. You should ask that question. But the only way you can evaluate is not based on your own desire. You only based on the Bible.
你可以去问这样的问题，但是呢，你不要凭着你自己的肉体去问这样的问题，你要凭着圣经来问这样的问题。
If your parents give you some command, give you some requirement, you feel like contradict to the Bible.
如果你的父母给你一些教导，你觉得与圣经有冲突的话，
It doesn't give you the authority, doesn't give you the right to disobey.
即使那样，也没有给你权利让你去不顺服。
But give you a right to appeal.
神给你权利让你去向你的父母申诉。
You can bring the Bible, show your parents your command, your requirement is contradict to what God teaches.
你可以打开圣经向你的父母讲，你父母给你的教导跟圣经有冲突。
You are my direct authority, but God is my ultimate authority. So I should obey God, not you, in this matter.
你可以告诉你的父母，你说你是 你是我的长者，但是呢，神是我最终的权威，我应该顺服神。
So if you cannot find anything contradict to the Bible,
如果你不能找到与圣经违有违背你父母的教导与神与圣经有违背的地方
，you should absolutely obey it.
那你就绝对要顺服你的父母了。
You may argue that, "Hey, this is not a wise decision. This is a pretty going to cause me some trouble."
你也许会进一步的争论，你说这个不是一个很智慧的决定，这个可以导致我很多的问题。
Maybe 1% chance, because they have more experience than you. And 99% you are wrong, they are right. But even 1% chance you are right, you still need to obey them.
也许99% 的时候你的父母是对的，也甚至1%的时候如果你是对的话，那个时候你也应该顺服你的父母。
And you may argue, I'm lost. Now I waste my time, waste my money, I waste this, waste my effort. Why I should obey? I'm wasting that. I can see, I can foresee what's going to happen.
你也许会进一步的争论，你说我已经明明的知道这是浪费时间、浪费金钱、浪费生命，为什么我还要顺服他呢？
On the surface, you feel wasted, lost.
表面上看
suffering.
表面上看以为你是在浪费，你好像是在挣扎。
But underneath, you gain tremendous blessing from God.
但是真正的在你里面，你会收到神给你的赐福。
Because you demonstrated your obedience.
因为你将你的顺服表现出来。
You demonstrated your faith in Jesus.
因为你表现出了你在耶稣基督里面的信心。
Even you know they are wrong. But since God wants me to obey my parents, I will do it.
即使你知道你的父母是错的，但是因为你相信神，神要你顺服，那你就顺服他们。
So that's the valuable lesson worth your little suffering, little uncomfortable.
这是一个宝贵的宝贵的课程，你可以学到的。这个比你所受到的这个困难或者是挣扎更多。
And you may be thinking, why God cannot make everybody perfect? Make my parents the best parents, so that I can easily to obey them.
你也许会在问，为什么神不能把我的父母造得完美一点，我完全可以顺服他们呢？
Why make the church, you know, have so many problems, so for me to hard to follow?
为什么神会把教会造得这么多问题，让我这么难遵守教会的教导呢？
You may even ask, why God put so much hard thing in the Bible for me to hard to understand?
为什么神放很多非常难以理解的道理在圣经当中，让我不能够理解呢？
Okay, let me try to answer this question.
让我来努力的回答你的这些问题。
That's if your parents is a perfect parents.
让我们假定你的父母是完美的父母。
If the church leadership is a perfect leadership.
让我们假定这个教会的领袖也是完美的领袖。
No flaw at all.
他们都没有错误。
You totally agree with them.
你在一切的事情上都与他们一致。
You totally admire them.
你完全的敬仰他们。
Whatever they say, you will do it.
不管他们说什么，你都遵守。
Because they are so good.
因为他们是如此的好。
Then the question is, you doing this?It's because of him or it's because of God?
Then, 这里有一个问题，你顺服他们是因为他们很好，还是因为神好呢？
So God used ordinary people to speak to you.
所以神用普通的人来向你讲话。
God used the Bible, very, very difficult to understand Bible, to speak to you.
神用圣经，用圣经当中很多难以理解的道理来向你讲话。
There's many mystery. We probably hard to understand. Some of them we may never understand.
圣经当中有很多奥妙，而好多的奥妙，也许我们永远不会明白。
God put it there for a reason.
神把那些奥妙放在圣经当中，有他的道理。
Teach us learn to obey Him.
他在教导我们，让我们去顺服他。
So now you got the revelation from God.
现在你从神领受了圣灵的启示。
What do you do?
那你要如何做呢？
Every day, Holy Spirit talks to you through the Bible, through the church, through your parents, give you specific instruction. What do you do?
每天神通过圣灵向你讲话，他通过你的父母，通过教会，通过圣经向你讲话。那你要做什么呢？
Smart wisdom is you get the knowledge, how to use that knowledge. You get the revelation, you get the will of God. What are you going to do with it?
你得到知识，你得到智慧，你也得到圣灵的启示。现在你要用这些知识做什么呢？
So the spirit of revelation already gave to you the revelation, the knowledge. Then you need a wisdom. Wisdom is to apply the truth to your life.
启示的圣灵已经把所有的知识智慧给你了，那你现在要做什么呢？你要做的就是要用智慧，要把这些你所知道的应用在你的生命当中。
You should do it.
你必须做
出来。 Obey it.
你必须顺服。
If you do it, obey it, and then you will know God.
如果你顺服，如果你把这些行出来，那你就知道了神。
If you just lost head knowledgeKnow a lot the Bible, memorize a lot of the Bible, know a lot of God's will, but you do not do it. Do you no good at all?
你如果把圣灵的启示，把圣经的教导，只是当作一种知识来知道的话，那这个对你的生命没有任何好处。
So the spirit of wisdom gave you fear of the Lord, so you should do it.
智慧的圣灵，他给你智慧的圣灵，他给你知道神的能力，所以你可以在生命当中活出来。
Because the wisdom is the fear of the Lord.
The wisdom is the Lord.
The beginning of wisdom is the fear, fear of the Lord.
圣灵是圣灵的开，敬畏神是圣灵的是智慧的开始。
So the wisdom of Holy Spirit, and give you the power, give you the desire, want to do it, want to love the Lord.Obey him.
智慧的圣灵会给你能力，给你智慧去知道神，去愿意顺服神。
So when you do it, you were experiencing the power.
当你在生命当中行出来的时候，你就会经历到神，经历到神的能力。
The Ephesians 1:19.And his incomparably great power for us. You will know that. Who believe that power is the same as the mighty strength.
以弗所书第一章第十九节这里讲，并知道神他向我们这信的人所写的能力是何等的浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
You experience something amazing, dramatic. You never cannot expect, imagine.
如果你在生命当中经历了一些难以想象的很伟大的事情，不可想象的事情，
you know that's the hand of God.
你知道那是来自于神，是神的手。
God knows you.
你知道神也，他也知道你。
Then you give thanks to God.
那你就要向神献上感谢。
Maybe some of you are teenager, you want change your life. You feel like you're struggling for, let's say, addiction to a game or anything. Anything you feel like you cannot, set yourself free.
青少年，你们也许会希望能够自己改变自己的生命，也许你会觉得自己现在对这个玩游戏有上瘾，你自己无法摆脱这个上瘾的游戏，那你就要借助圣灵的带领。
So when you obey your parents in different area, God will give you the power to overcome that temptation, that's the bondage.
在各样的事情上，如果你顺服你的父母，你遵照你父母的教诲，神就通过圣灵会赐福于你，给你圣灵的能力。
So let's summarize. So first, knowing God and being known by God is a life and death important to you.
首先，让我们来总结一下，你知道神，你认识神，这个对你来讲是一个生和死的问题，是一个非常重要的问题。
And the Holy Spirit reveal Jesus in your life through the church, the body of Christ, through your parents, through authority, and through ordinary people, even sinful people.
圣灵他会向你显示主耶稣基督，向你启示主耶稣基督。他可以通过教会，通过圣经，通过你的父母，也通过一些有缺点错误的。人通过非常普通的人来将他的旨意彰显出来。
If you have wisdom to remove those distractions, still get the message, the revelation from God, you are wise.
如果你能够有能力，有智慧，能够将所有的那些诱导或者是那些干扰能够分开，从中认识到神的话，那你就是一个智慧的人。
Then God gave you the wisdom, the power of wisdom, the Holy Spirit to do it.
And 神他就要把他的智慧，他的能力赐给你，所以你能够从你的生命当中活出来。
And you were experiencing the power of God.
然后你就可以领受到神的能力，神在你生命当中的能力。
Then you will know, hey, God knows me. He hears me. He knows my struggle. We work together with him.
然后你就知道神他真的认识你了，他认识你的挣扎，他认识你的经历，他知道你的生命。
The next time when the harder revelation, harder demands, harder command come to you, then you have more power to obey.
下一次当有更困难 更大的这个挑战的时候，你就有能力去面对这些挑战，你就知道神与你同在。
Then you're experiencing more blessing, more presence of God.
那个时候你就会经历到更多神的恩典，经历到更多他的爱。
So the knowledge of God is growing every day.
所以你对神的理解，对神的理解就会每天都在增长。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for this time and this message, and may you are blessing this message, and so we can obey you, we can know you more.
亲爱的巴父神，我们感谢你为这样的时间，为这样的信息向你献上感谢，求你赐福于我们，让我们能够知道你更多，能够了解你更多，能够在你的生命当中更多。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。
Let's all sing together. 是不是这样？回应诗歌是不是？ Let's wait a moment.谢谢牧师带来信息啊，特别是为这孩子们。We're so happy to see you come with us and join the service. We got a little technical challenge. We 今天唱的诗歌是有一位神。